Take that, Orville. Fables of Phobos there. The last track in my classical historical segment today, Charles Mingus' Aum from 1959, a classic album by anybody's list. And that last track, of course, was the his response to the governor of Arkansas, who refused to integrate the schools in Little Rock until the federal government made him. Yes, there you go. Interesting, wonderful artist, very troubled at times, and was very open about the fact that he had mental health issues. But his work and his influence, absolutely remarkable. Charles Mingus. And it's brought us into our final hour today, just past the hour at 12:03. And around this time, whenever I get an opportunity, I let you know exactly what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Victoria. Yes, I hope that you all do, as I will. And this program on CKUW is Voyage. My name's Keith Black, providing jazz between 10 and 1 on Wednesdays live. And we stream live at ckuw.ca and archive our shows there as well. So there's lots of different ways for you to catch up with what's going on at this great little station. Well, back to some music from Charles Mingus in 1959 to another Charles from this week. Literally, this album comes out this week. And this is Charles Lloyd, saxophonist. Well, reed player generally. He plays other things than saxophone. But he has just releasing this this new album, which is called The Sky Will Be There Tomorrow. Interesting title. The man has always had that sort of optimism and that sort of outlook with his very overt spirituality of not a denominational kind, but it shines through his music. And he is releasing this album this week on his 86th birthday. Charles, just don't ever quit, man. However, his quartet here is also really great, and it also gives Brian Blade, the drummer, the hat trick today. This is the third album that he has been on. Lloyd's quartet here has Jason Moran on piano, Larry Grenadier on bass, and Brian Blade on drums. It's really neat. It's a double CD, and it has some fine playing. And as I say, Lloyd is just a treasure, a true master that is thankfully still with us and still got the chops at 86. It's wonderful. Here's a set of three from his new album, The Sky Will Be There Tomorrow. The first track is called Defiant, Tender Warrior, then The Lonely One, and then Monk's Dance. Those are three tracks from Charles Lloyd. Happy birthday on Friday, Charles. Just keep going, man. Thank you. Just like that. That's the end of Monk's Dance, the last of the three tracks that I'm playing from saxophonist Charles Lloyd's brand new, like this week, album called The Sky Will Still Be There Tomorrow. A wonderful artist and a very, very neat album. I'm very impressed. A 2-CD release that just shows remarkable musicality and improvisational skill and a great quartet that back each other up flawlessly. It's now 12:25 Central Time, Central Daylight Time now, and you are listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Well, let's see now. Let's move along to something very different. I'm going to play a couple of tracks from an album called, I got to see if I can get this right, it's, let me see now, Electro Tradition, one word. I'm not quite sure what it means, and it doesn't define it, but there you go. And it is by Imad Armouche, and it's called his duos, because what it is a collection of duet albums, duet tracks, with folks basically from the West Coast, and this is on Drip Audio, so that's where it came from, Vancouver. And Imad Armouche plays oud and guitar and does the vocals here, and also plays ney, N-E-Y. And if you're not familiar with that instrument, it's an end-blown flute that is very common in Arabic and in Jewish music and Middle East music generally. And Armouche's vocals will confirm that that's where this music comes from. I'm going to play, I'll tell you who all the different duets are. François Houle on clarinet, and I'm going to play a track with him as the duet member. Jesse Zubot on violin, J.P. Carter on trumpet, Kenton Lowen, or Laven, I'm not sure how he pronounces his name, on drums. And that's the other track I'm going to play, the other duet track. And Marina Hasselberg on cello. All of these are various tracks on the album. Various moods, obviously, depending on the instruments and whether or not Armouche is playing oud or guitar or ney, for that matter, or whether he's singing more or less on some tracks than on others. It's a very interesting, very different track. This is jazz that is one of those ones that you just can't, the definition gets thrown out the window anyhow these days. So I'm going to play two tracks from Imad Armouche's duos from Electra Tradition. The first one is called Tala, T-A-L-A-H, with Kenton Lavin on drums. And then the second one is called Eye to Eye, and it has François Houle on clarinet as the duet member. Here's Imad Armouche.
Thank you. أني سلبت بعينيك الساحرات وسهرت الليالي مشتاقا من دون عناء. قولي لهم
Eye to Eye was the name of that track, with François Houle as duetting on that track with oud player Imad Armouche from the album called Electra Tradition. Interesting stuff. Well, we're getting close to the end of the show, and this is a time when I am going to play music that I don't think has been played on this show for, well, 6 or 7 years anyhow. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I got a phone call from a listener saying that she had really would like to track down a track that was played maybe 6 or 7 years ago. She wasn't quite sure when, and she didn't know what it was called, but it had something to do with dogs and what they could or couldn't do if they could talk, or so on and so forth. And I said, okay, I'll look into this and see what I can find. But she mentioned that Colin Smith had been involved as well, because Colin did a lot of sitting in on this chair when I couldn't. And when I got in touch with Colin, the intrepid Colin Smith took about 5 minutes to find out what this woman was talking about. So, Jana, we did track down Dogs Do Dream. The album was called that, with a guitarist called Ron Samworth, with a lot of West Coast musicians on that album. and it is called Dogs Do Dream. It has Barbara Adler doing the narration, speaking for the canines, if you will, J.P. Carter on trumpet, Tyson Naylor on piano, keyboards and accordion, Peggy Lee on cello, and James Mager on bass and effects. There are also some guest artists, a whole bunch of them, which I won't comment on because I'm not sure what tracks they're on. Anyhow, that's the album, and I don't know that there's a great many radio stations where someone can phone in and say, I heard a track 6 or 7 years ago, but I don't know when it was, and I don't know what it was called. Can you find it? Yes. Well, thanks especially to Colin Smith. Well, we found it. And so, Jana, here we go. This is for you and for anybody else, because it's sort of a cool album. Dogs Do Dream, a whole bunch of tracks that have to do with attitudes of dogs if they could let us know, or situations that they're in, or whatever. Probably will take us to the end of our show. If there's a little bit of time left, I'll just sneak in a little bit more of Mingus from the Aum album, but that may not be necessary. This will just about take us to the end of our show. So I want to thank you for tuning in today. I want to thank Jana for setting us up to a little bit of a challenge and some detective work, which in this case worked out really well. So here to take us to the end of the show, my name's Keith Black. I'll be back next week to keep going on the world of jazz in all sorts of different directions. But for now, woof woof, here is Dogs Do Dream with a whole bunch of tracks starting with Rapid Eye Movement. See you next week. Thank you.
Darkness all around. I detect quick, darting movements, and then stillness. I am very alert. I wait and feel my heart beating amid a low growl. Again, movement. Hesitation, movement. I drive myself into the heart of the underbrush, ready to rip.